Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, there's no quartet.
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason Smith is the host of the Jason and John Show, and he is playing Dr. Smith this afternoon. He rejoins us now. Jason, what's the update?
Chris, still happy to be off from school. Sick, yes, officially, but happy to be off from school. I'm still here.
We're glad to hear that. What's that movie with Denzel? Where isn't like his son like dying or something or sick or something?
I believe that would be John Q.
John Q, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I'm pulling that one right out of the ears. You're putting me on the spot. But that was one where the kid needed a heart.
Yes, a heart.
Yeah, dad was gonna give it to him himself out of his own chest, as you know.
I forgot that detail. I thought he held a hospital hostage.
He did, and by the end of it, right, the only place he can get a heart from quickly as they need it is out of his own chest, John. So he's willing to end his own life to give his own heart to his son.
Now, do you think that's ever happened?
I imagine many men have volunteered to do it when they find that, you know, if their son's going through something like that. Yeah, that's nothing for games. I imagine there's a great many parents who have. You know, I don't know how many times that's been successful. I can't imagine it actually has, that you've gone that far. In the case of John Q, I believe it's a young girl dies in a car wreck, and unfortunately, obviously enough for the young girl, this is fiction we're talking about, but yes. And then that heart is rushed to the little boy, and the dad is able to actually live. But no, a parent actually agreeing in case to have someone, in the case of John Q, he's going to commit suicide. But either way, I'm imagining, no, you don't do that. You're agreeing, hey, doctor, would you do it? I think ethically, I don't think a doctor can do it. That was part
right,
of the movie.
Right, okay, know? Yeah.
Like, in someone's life to take the heart out of them, to put it. I don't think you can do that ethically. I could be wrong, but that was part of the movie, too.
All right,
but the doctor wouldn't do that. He wasn't going to let, you know, wasn't going to let that happen. Wasn't going to kill Denzel to allow him to take the heart and put it.
Well,
anyway.
The good news is I don't think we're there yet with you and CJ.
No, bro. Like, you're getting real serious. And like, I'm just hoping not to get, you know, these germs from CJ. I'm actually staying away from him.
Yeah.
As opposed to John Q trying to put his own heart in his son.
Right.
Stay away from my kid.
It definitely is not that dire. It just made me think about that. It made me think about that movie. All right, we talked about the Tigers today. I really don't think a 4-point win over East Carolina necessitates multiple segments spent on it. So there are some other things that I wanted to get your thoughts on, Jason. Let's start with the NFL. Last night, the owners got together and they proposed a number of changes to the NFL schedule. But the most interesting one, I think, is the playoff format, and that's adding a wild card team to both the AFC and the NFC. Are you in favor of this? Is this oversaturation? Are we overdoing it? What do you think?
Typically, I'd say oversaturation, but the idea, and I've seen it, you know, I've seen people talking about it on Twitter. I'm totally down. But three football games on Saturday, three on Sunday, you're just all day glued to the NFL. I mean, what better for an NFL fan? It's like Disneyland. And so, no, am I going to be mad that, you know, that my Chicago Bears were the last team in a year where they wouldn't have made it if not for those other two spots? Heck no. I'm going to look at that opportunity now. Years that I'm out, you know, am I going to get bitter? That, you know, it was on us to be good enough to get one of those extra spots. So I don't see how this isn't a good thing. It's the sport we love the most, at least from a rating standpoint. We're getting more of it. I agree. The players seem to be, yes, pay us the money. We'll give you the extra game. This could result, obviously, we're all expecting this to result in the shortening of the preseason.
Yep.
So it really just seems like a natural progression in terms of for the NFL to add that extra game and then to get to the to add another wild card. I mean, do I have to have the extras? No, I don't. But again, I'm down with it because the more NFL to me, the more the better. And like, I think that's the way most of us NFL fans feel.
And sometimes, like, I just feel like, and I'm not just saying this because the Raiders are never in the playoffs. I just sometimes feel like we don't have enough teams that make it. Like, I feel like, you know, 38% is kind of a low number, you know? Like, why shouldn't it be more, you know? I mean, I know some years you're going to have, like, the Steelers in there. Like, this year, for example, where they're led by, you know, the Duck Dude. So I understand that there are going to be some years where there's a team in there that just sucks, frankly, by virtue of the rule. But, I mean, I'm just in favor of more football, I guess. And I'm not putting a helmet on, and I'm not going out there taking a hit, so I understand that, you know, we have to set that aside. But I think it's like that vision, Jason, of like Saturday and Sunday, just nonstop football. Like, that's appealing to me.
Look, baseball is trying to shake it up and looking at this and looking at adding postseason teams to a point where you'd almost be 50% or more in the playoffs. And that's where you're devaluing things. That's where I think you've got too many when you're talking about half of your league is making the playoffs. You're going to have a lot of bad teams, or teams, frankly, that just don't deserve it, even if they're not that bad, they're mediocre, whatever. You have too many of those. But the NFL, you know, this isn't more than half the league. Is it? What did you say, 38%? And so at that point, like I said, I'm fine with it. It's more NFL. It's the sport I love the most, albeit I'm saying that in an NBA town as a lover of the Memphis Grizzlies. Look, I was born an NFL guy. And the more of it I can take, the better. I'll take all you can give me. And I think most folks would probably feel the same way.
Yeah, I agree. Now, under this imagination of the playoffs, Jason, the Raiders would have exactly the same number of playoff appearances that they already have. But it you know, 6% is 6%. You know what I mean? Like a 6% increase in chance, I'll take that. We need all the help we can get. And so do you, frankly. I mean, let's not sit here and pretend.
We're a lot closer, and we would actually be eligible for that pretty quickly. I would imagine you would.
Yeah, let's not sit here and pretend that the Bears are just some you know, finished product here. Now, here's where it gets interesting. We've talked about Tom Brady, and I think you and I have gotten to a place where we fundamentally agree that he's not leaving New England. I've stopped really, like, talking about it. I've stopped thinking about him playing in Vegas. Like, it's just not something that crosses my mind anymore. I've moved on, Jason. I've moved on to, you know, whether it's some quarterback in the draft or, you know, whether it's going out to get Ryan Tannehill. I don't know. Like, I pretty much moved on from Tom Brady. But Jeff Darlington of ESPN, who is plugged in, like, he's a pretty big-time reporter. He's been around. Like, he ain't some Johnny-come-lately.
He's getting used.
He believes that the Tennessee Titans are the favorite to sign Tom Brady in free agency. Now, I don't know who he knows. I don't know if he has a great relationship with Tom Brady or Giselle or, you know, somebody like that. I'm not sure. But Adam Schefter is giving him a lot of credence. He is giving him a lot of credibility by sort of he's bringing it up constantly on these appearances. Do you believe that, Jason? Do you believe the Titans are the favorite?
I think Darlington believes that because I think he's being used. I think Darlington's gotten himself in tight with, I'm not going to say it's Brady, but someone in Brady's camp, whether it's his agent, whatever. But Darlington is at least plugged in enough that he believes this, and they're using him as sort of a leverage point. I watched this last week, I think it was, and it was amazing to me how when it was Keyshawn Johnson and Darlington talking about the possibility of Tom Brady, and Keyshawn did, I think, what most of us are at with this thing still. Man, talk to me when, you know, I believe he's going back to New England. I think this is a non-story. And Darlington, to the point, was what you're saying. No, man, I'm telling you, this is serious. And almost to a point, like, he was putting his own, you know, credibility on the line. Like, he was out to prove to Keyshawn, no, you need to take this seriously. And that just felt like, to me, a guy who, yes, believed what he's being told.
Yeah.
But I'm still with Keyshawn. I think, again, this is to push whatever pressure you can put on New England to do what you want them to do, a shot to Belichick and all that kind of stuff. I think he's being used. I think this is all part of Tom's leveraging this thing to get what he wants in New England. And, again, I was listening to you talk about the Titans. Look, I don't think it'd be as bad as you make out him going to the Titans. But why would you go for an unknown at all at this point? When you've won literally six with this guy, why would you risk going to an unknown, right, where chemistry, things like that? You can look on paper and look at a team, but you got no idea what the chemistry is going to be like that. Why would you do that at this age when we know Super Bowls are the most important thing at you? Look at what you've allowed, you know, look at what you've been paid for most of your career. So I just can't see, yes, even with a team that looks good on paper, it would still be starting over for Tom Brady in a sense. Whole new place, first time in your career you've been somewhere new. I just can't see it, and I think Jeff Darlington's getting used here to make this feel more serious than it is and to apply pressure to the Patriots so Tom gets what he wants.
Well, we've all been there, huh? Like as a reporter, like, I mean, you're not proud about it. And sometimes you don't know, right? Like sometimes you don't find out until after the fact. I mean, Tom Brady's spreading around though. Because Schefter had the report about how the Raiders were willing to offer.
Raiders were serious.
Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, I do think that that he's spreading it around. But I think you're right. Like the Titans could in 2 to 3 years like be really dynamic offensively with AJ Brown. Let's say AJ Brown continues to develop into a stud and he's an All Pro wide receiver. But like, they're not there yet. You know what I mean? Like they're not there yet.
I think Brad, no, we've laid this out, and I heard Brad say it last segment, the play is to franchise him. I mean, your offense, including the most important player on your offense in Derrick Henry, says, why would we change? We just had a good thing going. And I know you don't love Tanny, and I certainly didn't when Mike Tannenbaum was telling us he was going to be a better quarterback than Mariota, but go look at his regular season numbers.
Right.
No, you didn't. No, in the playoffs, he didn't pull you through. And they weren't asking him to do that. At that point, it was all on Derrick Henry. But I'd almost take an offense that knows what it's got in that dude, particularly in that regular season when he turned things around for him, and a locker room that's all the way in behind him, franchise him now, see if he does it again, then think about, okay, whether we give this guy a 3 or 4 year deal and really pay him.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way for the Titans to go because, again, I mean, you were right there. You ran over everybody. Why not give it another shot with Tannehill and see what you can do? It makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, Derrick Henry said we have Ryan Tannehill. Why would we want Tom Brady?
Why would we change?
I think that's a little ridiculous for Derrick Henry. I mean, I get why we know why you'd go get Tom Brady.
On the surface, you're saying you would obviously take Tom Brady over Tannehill on any team you are. But and I realize that there's some of that. If you're taking Tom Brady, John, who you know is a Pro Bowler, still got the arm, right? Of course you're gonna take that. Even Derrick Henry, if you put the truth serum in, would take that. But they had a good thing going last year, and I think the overall point is that Tom probably still got it at 42 in the right system. But I like what we got. Some of that is John is being what you're supposed to say in the media and being behind your guy.
Right.
I think there's a lot of truth in it, too. I think they believe in that dude. He turned things around for them, for a team that was going nowhere with Mariota under center. I think he earned some respect in that locker room. I think a lot of that is
he did. He did. We are, of course, talking to Jason Smith. He's normally the host of the Jason and John Show in studio, but unfortunately he does have a sick child, and so he has joined us by phone today, far away from infecting the studio, which is a good thing. The Grizzlies, Jason, are finally back in action. This All-Star break felt like it lasted for like 3 months, man.
Sure did.
They are on the road tonight. They start this sort of helter-skelter road trip that we talked about that's kind of it's really tough. It's a very difficult road trip, and this is certainly the easiest portion of it tonight at the Sacramento Kings. On this road trip, I mean, again, it's four games, and there's still plenty of time, and there's still plenty of games left, but what is success for the Grizzlies on this four-game road trip? Is it 1-3? Like, is that success? Like, how do you look at it?
Well, I mean, success would obviously be going, 3-1, 4-0, 2-2, if you think you could do that. I just think with the way things are lining up, that's going to be difficult. And so 1-3 for me would be success, and that would mean obviously getting the one tonight against Sacramento. And look, a good player in De'Aaron Fox is, basically putting up the same kind of numbers Jai is in his third season, a little bit better scorer, but is not from three, though, only shooting about 30%, but a matchup of two of the best young point guards clearly in the NBA. That said, you are a better team than Sacramento. And so, you better go out and get this one with the Lakers and the Clippers and Houston coming up. And, again, that's a Houston team that right now needs to get it going, needs to get it in gear and has experimented with the small ball stuff. It's past the experiment stage. It's what they've decided to do. And so they're going to be, in terms of urgency level, it will be up there. And so, if it's me, with where this thing is right now, 1-3 is success because we said that know, you could look at these last 28 and you could see 10 and 18 real easy. So anything around 500,
exactly.
What we're talking is where
you're
you
in. If you you're
it's,
in, it's, if you go around 500, yep.
Right, and so 1-3 on a trip like this, again with three playoff teams as the last three of the four, I think 1-3 is a success. And you go out, and you know when you get the Hawks, you can't waste those opportunities. Tonight is one of those for me. That is, they can't waste opportunities, even against a Sacramento team that, no, when you see them on paper, it doesn't scare you. But they're probably looking at you as, man, these guys got crowned early. They played an easy schedule for the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. Since they've got the toughest the rest of it, let's go out and show them we're not going to just hand this thing over to them and let them pass us up. So I imagine you'll have a Sacramento team itching to beat you as well. But you got to get it. I mean, if you're going to be a playoff team, these are the ones you've got to show that you're better than. So you better go and get it and at least hope that this will be at least a 1-3 trip. I would say, John, that's success.
You know, I ever since I saw this team up close and personal, like, you know, my wife, you know, fist bumped De'Anthony Melton, you see the team, Jason, in a different way, right?
I bet. You're touching them.
Yes. I didn't touch them. But it was just a fist bump. That's very. I don't think there's anything inappropriate about that. It's just a fist bump, Jason.
But she's actually like part of you, so it's essentially like you touching him too.
Yeah.
And so you know when the guy that you're with says don't, it's essentially like you did it too.
Yeah.
You know
well, De'Anthony's a good.
Y'all are family.
De'Anthony's a good guy. You know he's been playing really well for the Grizzlies. Yeah. And so you know what? Yeah. I'd like to fist bump him. I'd like to give him some dap.
But I bet you would.
But I saw him up close and personal, Jason, and I saw the way that they sort of communicated on the bench, and I heard some of the things that they said on the bench, and I obviously saw him up close and playing. I think they're going to stave off the Pelicans and the Trailblazers. Like, I think they're good enough, you know, and I acknowledge that, you know, the schedule is very difficult, and I acknowledge that this is a hell of a difficult road trip, and I acknowledge all that. But I've made this point to you before. I think this is a team who knows exactly who it is, and – you know, do the Trailblazers? I mean, I know the Trailblazers have Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, but like, it's what else? You know, what else after that? And then the Pelicans are just, to me, they scare you. They're potent offensively, no question about it. They got an All Star. They got basically two All Stars there in Zion and Brandon Ingram. They're potent, but they're too far behind, I feel like. So I don't know. Like I like the Grizzlies. If I was going to Tunica, Jason, and I had an opportunity to bet on the Memphis Grizzlies making the playoffs today, I would absolutely bet on the Grizzlies making the playoffs today.
Well, you go do it then, New Money. You go right ahead and go on down there then. You know, the ELO projections over at 538 are with you, Johnny Martin. But do you remember what Brian Scalabrine told us? You remember what Scal told us yesterday?
What did he tell us?
He said come back on March 8th, right? Because and he did that for a reason, because if you look at that schedule through then and really through March 10th, it's games. There are games in there with the Hawks twice, with Orlando, Brooklyn even up there, that you could tell yourself, yeah, we're supposed to get Sacramento included. There's two of them there. But after that, John, let me read 10 straight games to you real fast, if you don't mind. Starting on March 12th, you're at Portland, at Utah, at San Antonio, versus OKC, which you know is in the playoffs right now, at Milwaukee, versus New Orleans, at New Orleans. You know New Orleans swept you both times. It's been a tough matchup so far. Boston at home versus Toronto, at Toronto. John, it doesn't get any tougher.
That's tough.
That's tougher than that one right there. I mean, I guess you could throw in the Clippers or Lakers and it could get a little tougher.
Yeah.
But that for a team, even with John, with as many lessons as we feel like they've already learned and faster than we all anticipated and certainly ahead of schedule, what you've got to realize is that part of this 28-26, as great as this young team is, and the most amazing part is they're already building a culture that looks sustainable. John, it was easy the first half in terms of from a opponent's win percentage standpoint, you had one of the easier schedules. So you got to look at 28-26 and part of it be that, right? So if you're about to face the toughest part, you're really going to find out, no, do I think this thing's going to come off the wheels? The wheels come off? No. I think they'll be in the hunt all the way till the end. That said, I think when we look at strength of schedule and we see they're number one, and we know with how well they play, we can talk ourselves into, oh, man, they'll tough this out. It'll be easy. It's going to be unlike anything they've faced before, those 10 in particular. And you better be playing 500 basketball by the time you get there because it's going to get really rough at that point. So that's why, you know, Scalabrine's right. Like these next – you better be going 5-5, 4-4 over these next 10, next 8 because it's going to get really tough after that. And that's where we will find out if this is really a playoff team or not. Keep in mind, Like, this is what I said when Giannotto brought playoffs up in the first place. Don't get so pinned up in it that it's some kind of huge disappointment for you as a fan or whatever if you don't make it. Because, again, you weren't supposed to be here. You've lapped the race in terms of twice in terms of where this rookie team essentially should be. And so, again, revel in the fact that these are important games. You're in a playoff push, and so that you can even celebrate this season even if they don't make it. The importance is in the push, not as much in the pomp and circumstance, everything that comes with the four playoff games that you'll get. Maybe they can even extend it. Maybe it goes five. The most important thing right now is you're in games that matter in the second half of the season.
What really matters is that you just get two home games, right? Like, that's all you're going to get. I mean,
the best part about playoffs is they get a taste. They literally get announced in a playoff game. Everybody's here. They feel what big-time basketball is about. But forget how they feel. Every team, every veteran team turns it up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You've seen it. It's an incredibly different level. And so, whether it goes four games, five games, whatever, they'll whet that appetite. You'll have some hungrier guys than you already do if they get that taste this year. But either way, they're going to play important games in the second half.
All right, before we get you out of here, as you know, because you were listening today, Jeff Calkins has a rat problem. And after that, it got me thinking about sort of what am I afraid of, right? I'm afraid of rats. I don't do rats. But also, Jason, I revealed to the listeners, and I feel like this is something that we would have discussed at length had you been here, so this is why I'm bringing it up. I will not take a fish off with a hook. Like, I'll go fish. I'll go fish, but I won't take a fish off a hook. And it appears to me, from the sounds of it, you believe that's weak.
It's really weak. I was listening to you in Silverfield, and he had the right take that you do lose respect for a man that. So that means you're supposed to put the worm on the hook, right? Little girl can't even put the worm on and get the little
girl. I don't do that either.
Hook, right?
Yeah, I don't do that either. I don't know why gender doesn't come into this.
Fish, I know you're not touching the worm and the green stuff that gets all over your little fingers. And oh, Sam, this is so nasty. Like, no, man, you can't be like that, John. You got to be a man and you
got to
grab that fish. You'll do what?
I will do it with a glove. I'll take a fish
off.
Well,
there are some fish that you'd need some gloves for, man.
Like what? What a sea urchin? What the hell?
You get a big catfish out of Mississippi. Some of those things are gargantuan.
Okay, you gotta get a glove for those.
For civilians like us, you better have some gloves because those things can get strong. But John, we just talking about a little goldfish that's off in the lake. You can't pick that thing up in your hand, man, without getting tense, without wiggling, without saying, ew.
No, I can't. I don't like the flailing. I don't like the feel, the viscosity of the fish, the texture, the sliminess.
Viscosity? What the world are you talking about?
I don't.
By the time you have a son, John, if you have a son, don't let him see you going, ew. Because, again, do roaches scare you?
Yes.
You know, spiders? Okay.
Spiders scare me, yes. Things. Absolutely.
Yeah. You don't like gunk, huh? You don't like putting...
What are you over there eating spiders like Billy Eilish or whatever the hell her name is? I mean,
you can't be scared as a man, especially when you're trying to raise a man. You can't allow something as small as that, right? You be scared by that thing's intimidated by you, John. It's scared of you even when you got the tights on. You understand what I'm saying? Because you can end its life even. But you, how are you gonna get scared of something that's what not even a tenth of the size that you are? You understand what I'm saying? So you got to keep things in perspective, brother, and show your son that you're a true man.
All right,
not scared of a fish.
Well, I'll take CJ fishing, and he can get the fish off the hook, okay?
Oh, he'll show you how it's done.
All right, man. Appreciate the time, man. Make sure he gets better.
Hey, man. Treat Antonio Burks with the grace and class that I know you will. This is an important interview. I'll be listening.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate it. Thanks, bro.
All right, brother.
Yep.
Yes.
He is Jason Smith. He'll be back to tomorrow. All right, when we come back, Antonio Burks is going to be in studio. He texted me and said he's signing autographs in the lobby.
Nice.
So we will talk to a former Memphis Tiger great, Antonio Burks, in studio. When we come back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
But it's the same idea. They had the number one recruiting class coming in.
Well, and my gut tells me if UNC didn't have this recruiting class coming in, we'd be talking about Roy retirement.
You know who else is a great basketball coach and never preaches to me? Mark Few.
I one time was in a bathroom at the same time as Mark Few.
The Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekdays 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Flagship home of the Grizzlies. Favorite Memphis' sports station on the radio.com app. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Chevrolet put 100 years of truck building know-how into the next generation Chevy Silverado. The result? You get the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever, offering the choice of 8 models with bold styling and distinct personalities. Plus, the most functional bed of any pickup, best-in-class front head and legroom, and available advanced trailering technology, including more camera views than any other truck. The 2020 Chevy Silverado, available now at your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Right now, well-qualified buyers can get a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 with 0% financing for 72 months when you finance with GM Financial. Class's half-ton full-size pickup segment. Some customers may not qualify. Monthly payment is $13.89 for every 1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 5.6%. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 3/2/2020. Visit Crossroads Automotive of Corinth, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I've been representing injured people for over 30 years. We're the largest personal injury firm in the world. I've met so many of you over the years, and I love it when I meet you later in life. I'm always here if you need me, and not just for the things I do. I know who the best doctors are for your medical care. Family doctors, surgeons, OBGYNs, and pediatricians. You name them, I know them. And I know who not to call. I know lawyers who do things we don't. Criminal and family law, wills and trusts, and real estate. If you ever want me to help you, just email me at johnmorgan@forthepeople.com, and hopefully it gives you the best care and representation. I see so much malpractice in our line of work. Hopefully my advice can avoid more. Call me if you need me, and thank you for your trust for all these years. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
Free background information available upon request.
If you woke up one morning and found that your roof was leaking, who would you call? An optometrist?
Okay, now, which way does the leak look clearer? Here or here?
It's still leaking.
Of course not. You'd want to talk to someone who specializes in your specific situation. And when it comes to marketing for your business, it's exactly the same thing. When you make a call for help, it's because you want it to work. It all starts with a conversation. Call Entercom now at 384-5900 and ask for Rachel. That's 384-5900.
Get down!
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I paid the call to be born.
So I think when you start watching sports, you start watching basketball, you find that team that that you love, there's always that first guy that you remember who was just awesome and helped you fall in love with it. And for me, that's our next guest. His name is Antonio Burks. He needs no introduction. He's a former Memphis Tigers point guard, a South Memphis legend, legend, and he's here in studio. My man, what's good?
Man, what's good, man? I appreciate you having me.
Oh, dude. Yeah. This is a dream, man.
You know, we talk about it.
Yes. Yeah, we've been trying to make this happen for a minute, man. You know, you're a busy
time.
Man.
Yeah.
You're a busy man.
Yes, sir.
My partner, who unfortunately could not be here today, he's got a sick kid. We were talking about you a couple months ago, and your name came up, and he said, man, Antonio Burks has a story to tell. And we'll get into that here in just a minute. But before we do, what are you up to these days, man? Like, what's Antonio Burks doing around Memphis?
Man, you know, just doing a couple of entrepreneur things, you know, to keep my head above water or whatever. But I can honestly say at this moment in time, like, my life is great.
Awesome.
Having fun with it, you know.
That's awesome.
I'm always in the cut, though. You know that.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time talking trash on Facebook,
that's
man.
That's all I do.
Yeah.
That's all I do.
You, who are you, who's, like, your target usually? Like, a
my
49er
brother.
Fan? Oh, your brother. My,
yeah,
your
he's
brother.
A 49er
your
fan. Yeah, he's a 49er fan, so I'm always against him.
You
no
and your brother
what.
Talk cash money
cash,
to each other. Like,
cash.
I'm like, damn, is this going to it's gonna get real?
That's all we do. Been like that for 39 years.
All right, so let's go back to where it started, man. Booker T, man. What was Antonio Burks' life like back then? What was the recruiting like? Just what was the what were the days at Booker T. Washington like for you, man?
Well, as far as getting recruited wise, I didn't get recruited as far as big colleges or whatever. But I was always in the gym every day. I knew my dream was always to become a professional basketball player. So I put forth a lot of effort to doing it or whatever. And even though my steps didn't go as planned, I end up making it happen regardless.
Yeah, so I guess what happened at Booker T at the end, and you ended up in JUCO, right?
Yes,
like,
I went,
what was that process?
I didn't pass the ACT or whatever.
Okay.
So I had a couple guys from White Station, who was already at the junior college I was going to, Hiawassee Junior College.
Okay.
And that's what made me make my decision to go there.
From White Station?
Yeah, yeah.
Who was it? Who was it?
D. Wilkes.
Okay, yeah.
You had like three for him on their team or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But D was the main reason I went because he was a point guard.
Okay.
And I watched him play over the years, and I really wanted to learn from him.
Yeah.
Because I always used to try to score.
Right.
So I wanted to learn how to run the team. And he was the right guy to go behind.
Yeah. And so what was it? What were the days at JUCO like?
It was very lonely.
Where is this? Where is
in Madisonville, Tennessee.
All right, so there's like nothing to do.
Nothing to do, but it really made me focus on nothing but basketball.
Right.
Like I knew I had to work on my jump shot. So every day after classes, I was in the gym every day. Every day. And they used to really laugh at me like, man, you're not working out, you know, every day over there.
Yeah.
But I used to go over there, wash my clothes, shoot while my clothes, you know, getting washed and dried or whatever, but it was a fun process.
It feels like you came up so different than most like high level basketball players, and I just wonder, like, do you look back at the way that you had to do it? Like, do you look at that as like a blessing that, like, you know, you had to really work, like you really had, like, you didn't, like, you weren't in there doing like home drills, like you were just working all across, you know, the whole time. Like, do you look at that as a blessing that you had to grind and come up that way?
It's been like that my whole life, grinding. No matter how low I am in life, how high, it's always about grinding. And I take pride in it. And it's all about my environment I come up in. It's very hard. And that's the reason why today I'm still going. Never going to give up no matter what. Yeah. Always trying to perfect my life.
Yeah. So you're at JUCO. Are you there for 1 or 2 years?
1 year.
So 1 year. Okay. So does your recruiting take off? Do you start getting a little inch? I know you walked on at Memphis, but, like, did anybody come in? Like, was anybody recruiting you at that point? Like, what was the deal?
No, I still was staying with the same. I still was staying with the same coach. Matter of fact, my coach was about to transfer to a junior college. Take a job to a junior college in Texas.
Okay.
And I was headed there with him. During this summer after my first year, I was headed with him. Then I started going up to the University of Memphis and was playing with the guys, and the coaching staff saw me.
You were just playing pickup?
Pickup.
Like, they weren't even, like, you didn't know them? They weren't calling you?
Never met them. Coach Cal and the other guys, never met them. Just happened to go up there and meet a couple more guys who I played high school, Quintel Wood, Fatty out of Carver. We went up there and we was basically killing them.
You were killing the current team.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yes.
And only at that point did John Calipari know who Antonio Barks was.
That's just when he found out who I was.
You were just playing pickup basketball in his gym. Like, I that's insane.
Pickup ball.
Now, it was a different time back then, too. Right. Like, you didn't have the technology that you have now where everybody's, like, on YouTube or whatever. But
then the crazy thing about that, even before I ever went to the gym and played, when I was in junior college, when I saw Coach Cal take the job, I was, you know, in my head, I was like, man, that'll be crazy if I can get on that team.
Yeah.
And it happened a couple months later.
You wanted it.
I wanted it, yeah.
Did you grow up wanting to be a Tiger?
Oh, yeah.
You did.
I'm diehard, you know. I'm diehard. Diehard. I bleed blue.
Yeah. Was it hard for you, I guess, throughout the recruiting process, you're putting up numbers, you're doing your thing, was it hard for you, like, when the offers, like, weren't coming? Like, was that something that you struggled with ever, or did you not think of it like that?
I never thought of it like that. It was always just keep on putting forth the effort.
Yeah.
If I keep doing it, it's going to work itself out. Even though if the road not easier, I get there. It's all about hard work. That's anything you do.
Yeah.
You know, anything you do in life, you put forth the effort, it's going to work itself out.
Yeah. We got South Memphis legend Antonio Burks here in the building, former Memphis Tigers great. So you're in there killing. Who are you giving buckets to? It's enough time. Enough time has gone by, man. Who are you in there giving buckets to?
He's still my guy today. We talk through Instagram right now.
Who is it, man?
But I wanted this job so bad, so I'm going to say the name anyway. Courtney Trey.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were giving him buckets in the building.
I wanted his job. I had to go with him.
Wow. And so Cal sees that. The staff sees that. What happens next?
That same day, like, we ran to Courtney. I'm talking about, like, even though we're in college, we still first-year college players.
Exactly.
We literally ran to court with Kelly Wise, Moody,
yep,
Chiron Chapman,
yep,
Courtney Trash, I forget what's his name out of New York. I forget his name, but like we ran the floor.
Wagner?
No, Wagner. No, no. Wagner. He came to Europe.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
But we ran the floor. And it was like they saw it. And I just got lucky.
Yeah. And because you started as an invited walk on, right?
Right.
And so did they say, hey, you'll have a chance to get a scholarship, one of those? Like, how did that kind of.
No, shout out to Ken Bennett, too, about this scholarship thing.
Streets it, Ministry.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's one of the guys who texted me this morning and said he'll be listening or whatever. But it was, I guess, him and Cal end up talking or whatever, and it was listed as a walk-on.
Gotcha.
But I still get everything
gotcha.
That other players get.
Yeah, and that was because of Ken Bennett.
Yes.
He's done a lot.
Oh, that's my guy, man.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
How did you sort of run it? Did you know him, or did he just kind of came around when you started showing up at Memphis practices?
No, that's been my mentor since middle school.
Really?
Middle school? Yes. Like middle school. Like, no, that's a personal friend of mine. I'm talking about he done a lot for me over the years.
He's done a lot for a lot of guys, too.
Right.
I mean, I think he's a special guy to have around.
You know, he met them guys through me, though. That's my guy.
Right.
He met Kyle through me.
Yeah. We are, of course, talking to Antonio Burks here in studio. All right, so you're at Memphis. You become, as a senior, you're the Conference USA Player of the Year. How do you look back on those years and that time at Memphis under Cal?
Man, it's the best time of my life. Not even when I made it to the NBA, like college was the best time. First of all, you got no bills. You got no bills. So I'm playing the sport I love.
Yep.
I'm around a great group of guys. We become family. I'm talking about family, like some of us still talk today.
Yeah.
It's just a bond you grow as family or whatever, and you get better over time.
Yeah.
All of us put in work. Everybody put in work.
What was the best win? Like, what was the best the one that you remember maybe more than the rest? The stuff that jump out. You had a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think which one. I can say even though I didn't play a lot this game or whatever, I had a poor hamstring, so I was playing off and on. Illinois came in ranked number five, and I think it was a noon game.
Yep.
So it was very packed, special. You feel the energy in the building or whatever, and we end up beating them. I think that was my favorite win of all.
Yeah. What do you think about Penny? I mean, back at Memphis and doing it, you know, for the guys that have come through.
We got the coach we need.
Yeah.
But we as fans got to be patient. You know, we want it right now because we've been down so long.
Yeah.
We want it right now, but be patient with them young guys. Next year, the year after, we should be beater, you know, back in the running and the mix of things. But y'all have to be patient with these young guys, be patient with the coach. He's a sophomore coach still, too.
For sure.
And that's my guy, too.
My partner, who couldn't be here, told me to ask you. You might be the only guy that's ever played for both Fred Horton and John Calipari.
No, Andre Allen.
Oh, Andre Allen. Okay, so you and Andre Allen are in a very exclusive company.
Right.
How would you sort of compare those two?
They really similar. Like you can't be soft. You can't be soft playing for them.
Yeah.
And that's really one of the reasons I love my high school coach and my college coach, because the coaches came after them. It was like easy. You know, when you watch Coach Cal on TV, how he get on the guy.
Right.
Because he wants you to do right and you want to win.
Mm-hmm.
But off the court, he's the realest guy ever.
Right.
You know, that's why you see a lot of recruits going to him or whatever. He's a real guy.
You still have a good relationship with him, right?
Yeah, yes.
I think a lot of people would probably they Cal's misunderstood, I feel like.
I see that too. I kinda talk to him about that. You know, it's like, you know, I love my Tigers.
Yeah.
Like a couple people done seen me wear even they ain't gonna like this, but a couple people done seen me wear Kentucky like gear.
You don't wear Kentucky gear.
I do.
I ain't never seen you know Kentucky gear.
I get it. Coach Cal seen it every year.
You'd only wear it around him, though.
I wear a workout.
What?
I work out in it.
Oh,
you
man.
You got to think, I love Cal.
I know, man.
I love Cal. Cal was even one of the guys, after I got shot, he was there for me. What I'm talking about, like, years after that. So it's our relationship different.
Yeah.
You know, so it's bigger than just Memphis and Kentucky.
No doubt.
Or whatever, but I'm a Tiger for life, you know.
Yeah, for sure. We are, of course, talking to former Memphis Tiger, great point guard, South Memphis legend Antonio Burks here in studio. Certainly happy to have him in. You have not talked a lot about what happened that day in July 2009, right. And I understand why. Like, that's right. not – why right. would you talk about that a lot? How often do you think about it?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day. Every day. Because I go through the pain every day, you know. Like, you know, most time I don't like to talk about it, but I told you can ask anything because I get a little emotional.
No, we understand, man, for sure.
Talking about it because, you know, it's like they took something from me that I worked so hard for, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's about being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But it's life or whatever. I love how I done bounced back.
Yeah, man.
You know, 21 surgery. You wouldn't even know if I didn't tell you that.
No doubt.
You know, so, you know, I really get emotional. Even when I'm by myself, what I get emotional talking about it. But it made me so much stronger, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, for me to even be sitting here right here with you right now, you won't have a clue what I went through. But I'm still getting better, you know. And I don't regret it.
Yeah.
You know, it just took something from me that I went hard and gave my all at every day. And also it took from my family because at the time I was the provider in my family.
Right.
You know, so, you know, that's what hurt, you know, just the hard work I put in and far as me visioning the future that was going to be for my family, that's what hurt the most.
But you're here.
I'm here, man.
You're
I'm
still here.
I'm here.
I mean, yeah. 21
yeah.
surgeries.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of guys yeah. who don't make it out of that right. or past that. Yeah. And you're not up here, by the way, right. making excuses. You're not up here asking anybody no. to feel sorry for you. You didn't come in here to talk about that. No. You ain't trying to rally no support. Like, you're just being you.
It's me.
I mean, and that, I think, is the admirable part about it. Like, you don't want anybody to feel sorry for you, AB.
I get me. I've been having me.
How long did it sort of take you, I guess, for after that happened to, you know, I mean, to obviously to move forward, if there ever is a point where you do that?
No, it's never a point, really. You just got to accept it, you know, and keep getting better with life. I can honestly say, I guess shot in 2009, I probably was struggling, like, far as life, maybe 2011 to
yeah.
2000, maybe 15. Say 16, something like that. But ever since then, you know, my life been back on the right track.
Yeah, man.
I'm doing better.
Absolutely.
Like myself or whatever, and it's all about how I work still.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get better every day.
Now, weren't you coaching?
Yes.
You're doing
it's Soulsville.
Okay, you were. Yes. Are you still coach? Are you helping out anywhere?
No, at the moment, I plan. That's my dream, really, to get
You want to get into coaching?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
It ain't about I'm going to get into coaching. I will. It will happen at some point. But it just got to be the right opportunity.
For sure.
Even if I got to go back to high school and work my way up. And far as the Soulsville job or whatever, you know, back then I ended up getting into a little trouble with a female or whatever. And I had to man up and accept what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost that job from that.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since then, you know, I was on paper for a couple years, but all of it expunged off my record.
Gotcha.
So right now I'm cleared to do whatever, ever since February last year.
Okay, so you're just looking for the right opportunity.
Right opportunity.
You know, we are, of course, talking to the great Antonio Burks here in studio. I mean, I think you are, in many ways, such a great lesson for a lot of people,
right.
Somebody that a lot of people can look to and learn from. In your own words, right, as somebody that came through Memphis, the high school ranks, one of the best basketball players the city's produced, what would you tell that next one, that next Antonio Burks, who's coming up right now, who's at White Station or wherever they may be, what would be your lesson in what you want them to know?
Really, you know, I go to a lot of middle school games. You see me at a high school game
yep.
this year or whatever, my high school team. I go to a lot of middle schools and high school games. It's a lot of talent coming out of Memphis. First of all, you know, you really got to – if this your dream to be a professional basketball player, example I will say, like, far as my daughter had – like talent, like natural talent.
Yeah.
You know, but she...
She's your daughter. Yeah, of course he does. Of course he got talent.
Like, but she never yep. really... Like, she can go play every day. She,
yeah.
She listening now, too.
Yeah.
Like, she can go play every day basketball. but she never really wanted to work on her skills.
Mm.
And so I always used to tell her, if this really what you want, and she really wanted though, but she never put forward the effort.
Yeah.
If you don't put forward the effort, you ain't going to get the results you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, so basically all I want to tell the young guys is, man, work hard. If this really what you want to do in life, you can make it happen. Look at me.
Absolutely.
You know, I did it. You can do it too.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of guys out there who could really benefit from being around you, man. You're a real one. Yeah. This was awesome, man. I appreciate you coming in and, you know, opening up, man. This was awesome, man. Appreciate you as always, Antonio.
I appreciate you having me. And shout out to Griff, man. That's one of my mentors, too. He's listening, too.
Dig that. Yeah. Dig that. He is Antonio Burks, ladies and gentlemen. We will come back. By the way, find some highlights of this man. Hey, you were talking to me.
Oh, that's what
I forget. This is the perfect opportunity. What did you need? Because
I need anybody out there who's listening to give me the old Tiger game from 2001 to 2004. I'm willing to pay anything to get them. If you can get them to John, whatever the price is, I want. I need that. I live off those.
I think you're going to be all right, man. I don't think anybody's going to ask you to pay. But if you have any kind of archives, 01 to 04, Antonio Burks would love to have them. So hit me up. We'll make it happen. We'll connect. Again, he's Antonio Burks, Memphis Tiger great, South Memphis legend, man. Thank you.
Man, thank you for having me.
We'll be back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, it's Brad Carson from 92.9 FM ESPN, and it's time for the 24th annual Bunny Run 5K on Saturday, April 11th at Cancer Survivors Park over on Perkins Extended, and the race will be at 9 o'clock. Walkers start immediately after. A great family event including an egg hunt, parade, children's games, face painting, and a special visit from the Easter Bunny. I'll be the MC, and it's a great cause, helping empower families and family-centered services with serves right here in Memphis. So join us. Sign up now at srvs.org or go to the events section now at 92.9 ESPN.
20 ribeyes for $30 at three locations in Memphis right now. For a limited time, hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare five-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box Steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall right now. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steaks, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breasts. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent and truck in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall at the Highway 64 entrance and at the South Haven Town Center in front of JCPenney's across from Fox and Hounds. And also look for the big tent in the parking lot of Oak Court Mall directly in front of the food court on Poplar Street. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, New York strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30. Three locations in Memphis, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your
The Fitz has done it again. They've gone and upgraded, updated, and elaborated, modernized, stylized, and re-energized. Changes like you would not believe. Just getting better and better all the time, y'all. Now, there's still all the same great action on the casino floor, but with a new layout and look. Brighter, more color, it's a better place to play now. New table games and new slots. Can I get an amen here? Oh, and check this out. There's a new store, The Market, where you can use comps or cash. You kidding me? And there are two new restaurants, too. Buddruckers with the world's best burgers and Bizarre Pizza. You build it, they cook it. Hey, if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Man, the Fitz even has more new promotions, new ways to win even more. I'm telling you, you'll have a rocking good time. Or should I say a sham rocking good time? The Fitz Casino and Hotel. luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. Yeah. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dose roll it, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul. I'm superior, I'm imperial, I ain't feeling you. I can eat me up by a brick. I got bare buns.
People out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your house for cash, that the offer is not going to be a good one. Well, that is not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis Group of RE/MAX experts is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home and you may want, say, $180,000 for it. Well, the chances are your offer from the investor would most likely be in the $175,000 range. And that's all without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expense they need repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, and more. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer. So if you're thinking about selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County and in DeSoto County, they would love to hear from you. All you got to do, send your address in an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. The team at Live Love Memphis Group and RE/MAX Experts will do a free analysis. No obligation to sell. You're never going to be hassled to sell. They're simply going to tell you what the investor will pay, and then it is up to you from there to handle it. So, see how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. That's investor@livelovememphis.com. Wow.
That was something.
Man, Antonio Burks, the OG. Like, that's one of those moments. Like there have not been many for me in radio that have just, like, sort of been it's sometimes your childhood and your adulthood clash, right?
Yeah, right.
That was one of those moments for me because, as I've explained to Antonio time and time and time, and basically every time I see him, I tell him how much I loved him as a player and how much I love him still today. He's a great guy. He's a testament to, you know, I mean, battling through because, I mean, 21 surgeries. 21 surgeries since the shooting, and then I give him a ton of credit for being willing to open up about that live on the radio. That's not an easy thing to do. The guy, by the way, who shot Antonio got 97 years in prison. So, you know, I give Antonio a lot of credit for for being willing to discuss that here live on the radio. Courtney Trask, who the guy that's the guy that he was giving buckets to at the Finch before he was a guy on the roster. That dude ended up transferring. Yeah. Antonio Burks said, I won his job. Antonio Burks got his job.
There were so many good stories there. By the way, and we'll post some pictures here of the picture of you after the show. Antonio looks terrific.
Yes, he does.
He looks terrific in person. You know, he dressed up in here, had looked good. It's a great story about Memphis.
It really is.
Like, it's a Memphis story.
It really is. And it's not, like, the line is never perfect.
No.
Right?
There's
not
a zigzag.
There's not a straight line from you know, becoming a Memphis high school basketball player to becoming Antonio. Like, there's always a weaving, like, right? But I think Antonio Burks is just a terrific lesson, you know, in that. And, you know, again, the pitfalls of Memphis.
Yeah.
And if you're not surrounding yourself, he even said it himself, wrong place, wrong time. You know, like, I mean, you there are decisions that you can make. And I think, I give Antonio a hell of a lot of credit for, you know, getting his stuff together, man.
For sure. And, just saying it straight up, you know, like, I messed up and here's what I'm doing. Here's what I'm doing right. And I'm cleaning it up. I got it back together and he looks good. Feels good.
Yeah.
The Finch story was really interesting to me because I think recruiting has even changed in the last 15, 20 years.
Oh, yeah, like you're not like the first time you hear about a guy is not going to be when he's playing pickup in your gym. Right?
Yeah, like that's
parlance of old. Like you just don't, that's not, you know, that's not something that you will hear about in 2020, but it's a great story.
Oh.
Antonio Burks is a great story. I consider him a good friend, and I'm glad we can make. We've been trying to make that happen, man. He's you know he's tough to get. Man.
If you missed the Antonio Burks thing that we just aired, he was live here in studio. I'm gonna play that. We'll play that at 6 o'clock. Like I'll just lead off the 6 o'clock program with that tonight. So 6 o'clock tonight, if you want to hear that interview with Antonio in its entirety, we'll pop it on the station at 6 p.m. tonight.
All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
All right, so I'm going to be watching this Grizzlies game, but I'm going to have to stay up forever because the thing doesn't start till 9 o'clock. I'm going to listen to it on 92.9 FM ESPN, but if you want to watch it, it's also on TV. Of course, Fox, they are in Sacramento to take on the Kings. 9 o'clock. I didn't look at the line on this game. I probably should have done that before I started talking about the game. But, I think Memphis gets this one. And I think on the road trip, because they got this one, and then they play two games in Los Angeles against the Lakers. They play the Clippers, and then they have Houston. My vote is 2-2, more likely 1-3, but we'll see. And the other thing it's on tonight is this AAC matchup between UConn and Temple. They're at Temple tonight. Uh-huh. That's a 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Like, the American to me is like, it's like the Wild Wild West. Like, you just never know what's going to happen. Like, UConn could go in Temple and, like, you know, Temple. Right. I don't know.
You
tell me what's going to happen tonight.
No, I can't tell you what's going to happen. Now, you asked what the Grizzlies are tonight. They are 1.5-point favorites on the road at Sacramento. But, yes, I will be checking that out as well. And, listen, what you're watching for in the AAC at this point is whether Memphis can do enough to get a top four seed.
Right.
Obviously, they have a huge game on Saturday, which we'll talk about tomorrow against the Houston Cougars.
Right.
An opportunity against a real NCAA tournament team. You know, you're not really thinking about your at-large hopes right now. You're not really thinking about, okay, well, what if we do this, and this? Are we at at-large? You're not thinking about that because right now you're all the way out,
bubble.
You're all the way out of the bubble.
Yeah.
But you put a couple of these together. Again, am I saying that Memphis is going to do that? No, I'm not saying Memphis is going to do that. But again, we are talking in theoretical senses.
Sure, sure. You want to look good.
If Memphis can win on Saturday against a good Houston team, and then they can go on the road against SMU and beat SMU, and then they have a road game against Houston left with a home game against Wichita State, you know, if you go 3-1, is that enough to get you in with a little bit of a run in the AAC tournament? I don't know, but it's all on the table for the University of Memphis. That's gonna do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Jason Smith. Couldn't be here in the studio, but he was here with us over the phone as he's taking care of his sick child. Thanks, of course, to Ryan Silverfield. Thanks to the OG himself.
That was beautiful.
Antonio Burks and Jeff Calkins. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You look at that group and you start thinking, you know what? Is this not the Anthony Davis Pelican lonely star toiling away? This is not Carl Anthony Towns in Minnesota, lonely star.
The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Introducing the Orion credit card. 0% intro rate for 6 months on purchases and balance transfers. Apply today at OrionFCU.com. After intro period, variable APR 7.24% to 17.99%. Call 1-800-532-9025 for details about credit cost and terms.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, here with my sales manager, Derek. Derek, did your granddaddy ever tell you nothing in life is free?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing as a free furnace either. When you think of heating and air, think Best Care. No gimmicks, no hassles. Call us today for a free estimate at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. We are your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air, and a proud partner of the Memphis Tigers.
You deserve the best. Best Care.
Best Care Home Services.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of south of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Celebrating 10 years in downtown Memphis in the main arts district. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Happy hour featuring $2 off draft beer, wine, and specialty cocktail list, appetizers, and more. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Achieving your personal best on the road or in the gym often comes down to how you feel. And when it comes to the right shoes, nothing feels better than New Balance. Shop at the New Balance Memphis store, where our in-store team is extensively trained to guide you through a personalized shoe fitting. The fit specialists at New Balance Memphis take precise measurements of your feet. Then, they analyze how you stand, walk, and run in order to determine your foot size, shape, and gait. Your individual foot characteristics are then matched against more than 48 New Balance models, resulting in the perfect fit. Feel the energy. Feel the strength. Be fearless. Feel the difference with the New Balance individual size and width advantage. Experience.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.